and let's update a business story that got a lot of attention last year. It was back in September of 2016 that Wells Fargo, the third largest bank in America, was caught up in a big scandal. Bank employees were opening millions of accounts without customers knowing about it. Wells Fargo was fined $185 million, the CEO resigned, and it's been struggling ever since. Emily Glazer covers banks for the Wall Street Journal. And Emily, how's Wells Fargo doing today?
Not so great. You mentioned some of the things that have happened over the last year or so, and the bank is continuing to deal with a slew of regulations. Federal investigations are going on. State investigations are going on. It's had other settlements tallying tens of millions of dollars. And, you know, we're keeping an eye out for more to come. So there are still a lot of problems ahead.
What about these fake accounts? More than 3 million of them. What's going on with those?
So there have been up to 3.5 million potentially unauthorized accounts using fictitious or unauthorized customer information. So this is no small potatoes. The bank has gone through major management changes. They've changed the way that branch employees can open or close accounts, and they're trying to regain trust, huge marketing campaign. At the same time, even though they've made all of these changes, for many customers, it's not enough and they don't trust Wells Fargo. But because it's so difficult to move your bank accounts, think about everything that we've set up, you know, online bill pay, you know, even just getting your paycheck. It is sort of a pain for people to move their accounts. So Wells Fargo has the stickiness of banking in their favor, even if they've lost customers' trust.
Well, Warren Buffett is an investor in the company. And this October, he said that he still had faith in Wells Fargo, but it does look like Berkshire Hathaway is pulling back a little bit on its investment. How are investors feeling about Wells Fargo?
You'd be surprised. You'd think that they would be very fed up that more than a year has passed and the bank has not just been dealing with the retail sales practices problems, but there are other major issues that have arisen in its mortgage business, in its auto lending business, and more recently in its investment bank. But investors for now are saying, look, you know, they've changed management. Let's give Timothy Sloan, the new CEO, he's been in the job for about a year, a little bit more time. He's trying to spot all of the problems and clean what was the mistakes from past management. However, there was a Warren Buffett quote that he said on CNBC several months ago that I thought really resonated, which is that once you find one cockroach, there are usually more around.
Wow, right. And you had mentioned, Emily, this idea of regulation, that Wells Fargo was getting hit hard by regulators. What does the future look like for them in that department? They're operating under a Trump administration and a Republican Congress that has tried to roll back banking regulations.
It's really interesting to look at Wells Fargo under this new administration. We've been waiting for a number of Department of Justice settlements for a bunch of different banks for different reasons, and a lot of them are taking much longer than anyone anticipated, especially settlements having to do with residential mortgage-backed securities, which is a technical way of referring to the financial crisis. Yeah. So Wells Fargo, in fact, we're expecting them to get a settlement that is more than $1 billion that they're going to have to pay to the Justice Department. And we have all these other investigations that are playing out, and some of them are likely to turn into settlements as well. But because the Trump administration has been taking more time than past administrations in appointing people to different key regulatory posts, what we're hearing from our reporting is that it's taking a longer time for some of these settlements to play out with different banks.
Emily Glazer, a reporter at the Wall Street Journal. She covers banks there. Emily, thank you.
Thank you.